This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Video released on Tuesday appears to show British Challenger 2 main battle tanks on the ground in Ukraine for the first time, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Footage from Ukrainian Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov shared on social media includes the cabinet official thanking the United Kingdom.
Thank you very much from Ukraine to the United Kingdom.
But these tanks will have to do more than trend on Twitter. Ukraine has begged and pleaded for months for advanced weaponry ahead of what is an expected counteroffensive against invading Russian forces occupying swaths of territory in the country's east. The U.S. and NATO have promised tanks and artillery in hopes that Ukraine can repeat some of the successes it saw last year in repelling Russian attacks and retaking Russian-held regions. But that offensive has yet to take shape.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The United States on Tuesday threw support behind a special international tribunal to try Russia for quote-unquote aggression against Ukraine, building momentum to prosecute the crime for the first time since the aftermath of World War II. The European Union has already advocated for a special tribunal, which could bring fresh charges against President Vladimir Putin and would be the latest legal salvo after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for him over alleged war crimes. The International Olympic Committee on Tuesday issued recommendations for the gradual return to international competitions for Russian and Belarusian athletes as neutrals, with President Thomas Bach saying their participation works despite the war in Ukraine.
Sports organizations must have the sole responsibility to decide which athletes can take part in international competitions based on their sporting merits and not on political grounds.
This is VOA News. The New York City grand jury investigating hush money payments made to a porn star on behalf of former U.S. President Donald Trump is not expected to take up that inquiry again this week, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Any potential vote on an indictment probably won't happen until next week at the earliest. That's according to two people who are familiar with the matter. The panel did meet Monday. David Pecker, a longtime Trump friend and the former chief executive of the parent company of the National Enquirer, was seen Monday leaving the building where the grand jury has been meeting. Trump himself has ratcheted up anticipation that an indictment could be near by posting on his social media platform that he expected to be arrested imminently. His representatives later said that they had not received any such indication on timing from Manhattan prosecutors. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Police in Nashville, the largest city in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee, have released about 2 minutes of edited surveillance video from the scene of Monday's deadly school shooting after three children and three adults were killed. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The video shows the shooter's car driving up to the school. Children can be seen playing on swings in the background. Then an interior view shows glass doors to the school being shot out and the attacker ducking through one of the shattered doors. The shooter walks through a school corridor holding a gun with a long barrel and goes into a room labeled church office, then comes back out. In the final part of the footage, the shooter can be seen walking down another long corridor with the gun drawn. The person is not seen interacting with anyone else on the video, and the footage has no sound. I'm Rita Foley.
The family of an American couple kidnapped in Haiti pleads for their release after they say they paid $6,000 and now the kidnappers want more money. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Jean Dickens Toussaint and his wife Abby were kidnapped by gangs while visiting Haiti from Florida on March 18th, according to sister Nikes Toussaint. The gangs are now demanding $200,000 each. The family says it paid someone they trusted $6,000 to give to the gang, but the money vanished. It's not unusual for gangs in Haiti, which often kidnap people, to refuse to release them after ransoms are paid. The U.S. State Department says it's in contact with Haitian authorities. According to the UN, at least 101 kidnappings were reported in the first 2 weeks of March. I'm Julie Walker.
Walking 8,000 steps, about 4 miles or 6.4 kilometers, 1 or 2 days a week may significantly reduce the risk of an early death, according to a study released on Tuesday. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.